Is that worth the wait, Joe?
Yeah, it was. Definitely. Yeah, it feels really good. It feels really good to go out there and just play a complete game. You know, I'm more proud of not turning the ball over, really, than, you know, those two records. You know, obviously those two records are great accomplishment, you know, with this rich tradition here. But, you know, I'm happy I just didn't turn the ball over and, you know, that we got the win.
Joe, you look just really comfortable out there. What was the key, you think, for you just to be able to do what you did?
The offensive line, probably. Offensive line and backs and tight ends picking up. You know, they had a 34 package, which is, you know, it's pretty tough. You know, they can bring guys from anywhere. And, you know, it was just a great job at the offensive line. It's really easy to find open receivers when you got all day, really. So, you know, they did a great job overall, you know, just picking up those different stunts and, you know, those different overload blitzes that Kansas City was bringing.
Joe, they always talk about being in a zone.
Yeah.
To you, you know, coming into this game, your thoughts about being in the zone, and was today that type of day?
Oh, yeah, I would imagine so. I would imagine so. That would be probably the definition of it. You know, it's really easy to, you know, find open receivers when you got a lot of time, and receivers are running real crisp routes, and, you know, backs are getting in check down lanes, and they're picking up blitzers. You know, it's easy when you're not getting knocked down every play. So, you know, I had to distribute the ball, and I just did my job.
Given all that's happened recently, how much did you guys need something like this?
That's awesome. You know, it's an incredible feeling, you know, just to do it for the seniors and our coaches. It means a lot to us. It means a lot to send the seniors out, you know, the right way they should be sent out.
So, 73 points, 702 yards total offense. Of course, you have the 500 yards. Those seem almost surreal to you.
That's awesome. I mean, it's a credit to the guys, you know, preparing and, you know, coming out here. And, you know, it's just one of those days where everything just clicked. And, you know, it's a credit to the offensive line and backs and receivers, you know, tight ends, just preparing as hard as they can, you know, not letting outside distractions, you know, get in their head, and, you know, just keep focused on the game, and, you know, they did a great job, so, you know, that's the result.
Well, that's that, Warren, you're standing on the sideline, waiting for the kickoff and waiting to go in on the offense, and Grigsby runs it back. What went through you? Was there an electrical shock that went through the team?
The last time he ran a kickback was 99 or something like that, so, I mean, that's awesome for Griggs. I mean, he deserves it. You know, he's battled so hard here. He's played, you know, his heart out here for 4 years, and, you know, people have been over him a lot just because, you know, he doesn't have prototypical size, and, you know, but the kid plays with more heart than I've ever seen, and, you know, it's just great. It's great for Griggs to get it on senior day. I mean, that means a lot to him.
Well, what did that do for you and the team?
Oh, obviously, you know, every time you get a big play in special teams, it really, you know, ignites the whole team, and, you know, I think that's, you know, that's the whole goal of special teams is to ignite the offensive defense, and, you know, Griggs did a great job, and the guys up front gave him blocks and lanes to do it, so, you know, obviously it was a huge spark going in.
Talk about the 4th and 20, going
in for 4th and 20. I don't know, Coach just decided to go for it. I mean, we were against the wind, so field goal, and, you know, we were in pretty good position. I think we were at the 40 or something, and so he elected not to punt it, and it was too long for a field goal, so we just, you know, thought we'd dial up something, and, you know, they caught him in cover 2 man, and they ran with Mo inside, and there was, you know, there's nothing but green grass out there, and I tried to get Swift to block the right guy, and he didn't, so I'm a little upset. They might open the house, but he's always looking for cut blocks anyway, so, I mean, it just worked out.
If you look at last week and how that went, if you look at this week, that's dramatic in so many ways. People are going to wonder, how did you go from probably being in the worst mental shape having a game like this? How did that transpire during the course of just a few days?
It's just, you know, it's a testament to these guys just being, you know, being mentally tough. It's just, you know, we're going through a lot, and it's been really tough on these guys. It's been, you know, an emotional drain, but, you know, it's just a credit to these guys, just, you know, the type of character they have, just, you know, they're hard-nosed, you know, tough-minded kids, and, you know, they don't let a lot of things bother them, which is, you know, it's great.
Stephen, if you or any of the other players have any say in not letting off the throttle there in that second half and going for it on 4th and 20, 4th and 5.
I just think we never comfortable with the lead, obviously, in this league, and you know, we just wanted to keep the pedal on, and we wanted to come out there and, you know, show everybody that our offense is pretty dynamic and that we can put up some points. You know, we did today, and, you know, it's a great feeling. You know, just coach kept dialing up. You know, credit to coaching staff, they had a great plan. Coach Callahan called a great game with Coach Watson, and, you know, it just all clicked, and it's wonderful.
7 touchdowns, you ran over somebody, you're signing autographs during the game. I saw it all. Considering where you were, you know, a month ago, to where you were at right now, describe what that's like to go through such a game.
You know, it's unbelievable. It feels really good, you know, when you pour your heart and soul into a program like this, and, you know, it feels really good to get rewarded. You know, but, you know, again, it can't just be, you know, a personal thing. You know, I can't play the game by myself. I mean, these guys did a tremendous job today, and you know, you can't say enough about our team and, you know, our offense and defense, just the way, you know, just the way they battled through these tough times, you know, just kept going. It's, you know, it's really encouraging, and, you know, it's unbelievable, you know, testament to their character.
Joe, essentially, you're going to be in 2 weeks playing a playoff game.
That
is to continue your season by one more week.
Yeah.
What do you think the mind and the mood around this program is going to be like between now and the day after Thanksgiving?
No, I think excited. You know, I compare a lot to, you know, 2005 season, you know, when we came and beat Kansas at home and went to Colorado. It's, you know, just hopefully we can, you know, keep that momentum going. And, you know, I, you know, it will be a playoff, you know, if the team gets into a bowl game, and, you know, you can't ask for anything better. I mean, that's just, you know, it's going to bring out the best in both teams. So, you know, you can't ask for anything more, and, you know, just that's a better team win, and hopefully it's us.
This will make watching SportsCenter
tonight. Oh, well, my players are in town, so they'll probably tell me how bad I played, or, you know, that I missed a couple throws. So, you know, I always hear from them, so, you know, it'll be all right.
Do you expect to get a helmet sticker for Blue Bulls?
I don't know. Hopefully, he'll probably do a magic trick or something. I don't even know. I don't know what he does. It's pretty funny.
Hey, Joe, were you guys, you know, after all the criticism you guys have taken with the coaching staff and so forth, I mean, by keeping the gas pedal down, I mean, were you guys trying to send a message, possibly just the rushing on the show, you type of thing?
I don't know if it's a message, you know. It's just everything just happened to click, you know, today. And, you know, we just played great on offense, played defense, played, you know, their hearts out. And it's just one of those days where everything clicks, you know, for your team. And, you know, I don't know if we were trying to send a message, but you know, then again, you got to credit, you know, the coaches for coming out with that outstanding plan, and, you know, they just called the right place at the right time, and, you know, everything worked.
Anything else for Joe?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.